The Sindh Assembly on Monday unanimously passed a resolution to mark National Minorities Day, with both Treasury and opposition leaders affirming that the Constitution guarantees complete protection to minorities in Sindh and across Pakistan. The move, taken 3 days before Independence Day, was described as a reaffirmation that every citizen is assured freedom of religion and security of life and property. The session, held in the old Assembly building under the chair of Speaker Awais Qadir Shah, saw the resolution moved by Deputy Speaker Naveed Anthony. Earlier, Minister for Law and Parliamentary Affairs Zal Hassan Lanjar had successfully sought suspension of other proceedings to allow debate on the motion. Speaking in favor, Chief Minister Murad Ali Shah recalled the Assembly's historic role in passing the 1943 resolution in favor of Pakistan and hosting Quaid-e-Azam's 1947 address. He said observing Minorities Day before Independence Day underscored the guarantee of religious freedom and protection for all citizens. He noted Sindh's leading role in joining Pakistan, adding that its representatives would continue contributing to the country's unity and survival. Referring to Quaid-e-Azam's commitment to safeguarding minorities, Shah cited contributions by Zulfikar Ali Bhutto and Benazir Bhutto. The CM also hoisted the national flag in the Assembly Hall. Opposition leader Ali Khurshidi supported the resolution, urging all parties to respect its spirit. He cautioned against sectarian and ethnic bias, and highlighted the need for serious attention to public safety issues. Lanjar announced plans to establish minority desks headed by SSP-level officers at the Sindh Police Headquarters and the EGS office. Local Government Minister Saeed Ghani said protection of non-Muslims dated back to the time of the Holy Prophet, PBUH, and the Rashidun Caliphate. He emphasized that Islam prohibits harm to non-Muslims, adding that minorities in his constituency are treated with respect. Deputy Speaker Anthony noted that former President Asif Ali Zardari had initiated National Minorities Day in 2009, recalling Quaid-e-Azam's August 11, 1947 speech in which he symbolically represented minorities in the national flag through the white stripe. He proposed that the constitutional term minority be removed to reflect equality. Former Speaker Aga Siraj Durrani stressed that the term is a constitutional provision that could only be changed in the National Assembly, and highlighted the PPP's record in granting minorities more than 5% of government jobs. Speaker Shah announced that a symbolic session will be held on August 14, inviting special children as guests. MQM's Taha Ahmed Khan, PTI's Shabir Qureshi, and MQM's Anil Kumar and Fazia Hamid also backed the resolution. MQM members called for constitutional removal of the term minority and reiterated the need for religious harmony. Anil Kumar said minorities enjoy all facilities in Pakistan, unlike in India.